You aren't aware of this, but it's really quite a miracle that Betty and I are here. I may be quite liberal in defining miracle, but we live about 15 or 20 minutes away. We reside that closely, and we were late. Lots of things happened between 12:15 this morning and the time that we arrived here. I don't intend to explain them, and I know you'll be glad if I don't. But we decided to arrive at when most people arrived, late. And I'm being ironic. It's a real privilege to be here. And we have several verses I want to put up on the screen to begin with. But I also want you to think about something. How many of you were here on Easter Sunday? You're raising your hands. I was going to ask you to stand up, but I'm not going to embarrass you in any way at all. It was a great crowd. And those of you who were here, how many of you heard some decisive word that was spoken to your heart, your mind, your soul during that service? I thought it was tremendously a powerful time. I'm sure I heard a word sharper than a two-edged sword from Pastor Bill, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I wonder how many of you have heard such a word that either came from a pastor or perhaps a fellow member of the church made some casual remark that was God's word to you that cut through you. How many of you have had that experience at some point? By the way, if I'm sad about it if you didn't. It was a tremendous service. The message was absolutely essential and went to the heart of every one of us. In any case, the point was you heard the word of God. Now, in Greek, the word is quite familiar, logos. And logos theou, the word of God. But do we really know what it means? I think the only way we can really grasp it is to begin with the first chapter of the Gospel according to John. Now, you will notice I'm not beginning with the first verse. We'll look at that the next opportunity I have to teach. But if you go to verse 14, you're right at the heart of it. The Word. Now, the question is, what is meant by the Word? Well, we've been told that the Word was God. You say, well, the Word is something that is spoken. No, it's something more than that. It's something that is spoken, but it is the content of the fullness of the Lord God Almighty. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we've seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, let's just skip verse 15 for a minute and look at 16. For from His fullness we've all received grace upon grace. And then the count goes on, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. Now think about that. No one has ever seen God, the Word, the only God who is at the Father's side, that's not strong enough, who's in the bosom of the Father, the oneness. He has made Him known. So if there is any way to know God, you have to know Jesus Christ. Now, this is a word to you and to me this morning. And that word is not just something that somebody utters that we think is a part of our vocabulary. You know, there's scientists over in Europe, in the area of Switzerland and France, that have been trying to find the God particle. After they find the God particle, they're going to have to find what makes up the God particle. They haven't found it yet. Some thought they had. But the Word is the essence of what it means that the Word was God. God himself took upon himself human flesh, dwelt among us. That's the Word, Jesus Christ. Now, we don't believe in three gods, as we're sometimes accused of. We believe in one God who has more than one way of being God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Now, with that foundation, have you heard this decisive word? I call it the divine human encounter. Have you had a divine human encounter? You may have and didn't even recognize it. I want you to be alert to it. And the important thing here is that our Heavenly Father, the Lord God Almighty, does speak to us. Speak is the important word here. We do not have an Almighty God who is silent. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, come up with another religion, will you? Has the leader of any other religion who claimed to be God himself ever uttered a word? And the answer is absolute silence. And some of you are going to say, well, what about Islam? Well, what does the Quran say? The Quran says that the one who is speaking, that dictated the Quran to Muhammad, is the angel of light. Not only did they totally misinterpret the Old Testament and part of the New, the angel of light dictated the Quran. How many of you know the definition of the angel of light? The angel of light is Satan. Dictated the Quran. And so there's total confusion about the meaning of the Old Covenant and New Covenant among a certain large group of people. Now think about this. My important point this morning is that I believe every one of you has had at least one experience in which you heard the Word of God spoken to you. It's a Heavenly Father who speaks. He speaks in different ways. He speaks directly. He speaks through His Son. He speaks through the Holy Spirit. He may speak even through a fellow member of the body of Christ. The question is, do you discern that that's what's happening? Now, we call this also prophecy. You know, Paul does not speak of prophecy. He speaks of prophecy. He speaks for God. And if you speak for God, you speak a word of edification or upbuilding. You speak a word of encouragement. You speak a word of comfort or consolation. Comfort means to strengthen within. Now, how many times have you heard those words piercing your heart, your soul, like a sharp, two-edged sword, dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart? I don't care how many thrilling worship services you have attended. Have you in those services heard God speak to you in many and various ways? I want you to be sensitive. The New Testament says that Jesus is the great shepherd, and the great shepherd is known, his voice is known by his sheep. Now, I admit that we're a bunch of dumb sheep, but do you hear his voice? Have you heard his voice? And that's my challenge to you this morning. You know, I think it's not only important, I think it's essential. You may think I'm wrong, that's okay. But my question to you this morning is, have you heard the living God, the Heavenly Father, speak to you. The word comes in various ways. Have you heard that piercing word that goes to your heart, that goes to your soul, goes to your mind? That word was spoken on Easter Sunday, I know for certain. I experienced it. Did you? It doesn't take Easter Sunday. Anytime we gather to worship the Lord, the word of God is spoken to each and every one of us at some point, in some way. Are you one of the sheep that knows the shepherd's voice? I pray that you are. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we need to be sensitive in our minds, sensitive in our hearts. We need to be open and willing to hear that word that actually pierces our minds, our hearts, our souls, so that we begin to live as mature Christians, as faithful followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom we claim is Lord and Savior. And it's in His name that we offer our prayer. And all God's people said, Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Morey, and we are grateful that you and Betty are here.